My life would suck without you. This is not a story of love persevering. This is the story of me losing my best friend. My best friend died before she could even hear me out. I had everything to say, yet nothing could excuse my actions. She loved me. She loved him. She loved the both of us. I ruined her. I'm not supposed to be saying this. I'm not supposed to be the protagonist. That was Catherine. Until I took it all away from her. The start. Growing up, my mom had very few friends. After my dad left, she didn't want to have to hear anyone say they were sorry she wasn't good enough to keep my father, which she knew everyone was thinking. Catherine's mom was different. Miriam was alone too. Her husband had died in a car crash. My mom knew Miriam would never look at her to make herself feel better. They would be free stranglers together. They leaned on each other to keep balance. Naturally, I'd be at Catherine's a lot, and she'd be at my place. We sort of were pushed towards one another. I don't remember the day we became best friends. All I remember is one night she looked at me in her bed and told me that she didn't care if we got in trouble for playing up until 10:30, because those 2.5 extra hours with me were the first time she was happy since her dad died. I didn't know how important that was at the time. She had her arm around my neck and snuggled close. She whispered into her teddy bear with her dad's ashes in it, "Thank you for sending her," kissing it softly. I always felt that too. I always felt like I was there to protect her. I would hear a voice in my head saying, "Protect our girl." I never heard Thomas's voice, but I knew it was his. We were closer than any other kids our age, probably even closer than our moms. We went to every concert, playground, swim class, and dance class together. It was always Catherine and Faye. She had the smile that made you friends on the first day, the laugh that made her instantly the teacher's favorite. I was able to sway along to the beat of the drum without having to worry. She made my life as easy as she could. People think that being in her shadow made me jealous, but Catherine's skin took in sun-like nutrients. I would take it like a burn. She took the sun for me so I could stay cool. Her shadow was a shield to me, not a cage. I wish she could have heard me out that one last time. Of course, people can speculate. You can think I was tired of being an accessory. You can think I planned to snatch away her livelihood to take for my own. You can think I'm a bitch who homewrecked and destroyed until I couldn't anymore. But you'll never know. You'll never be able to know. You will never know.